Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, Episode 42. This is Flames of Gold, Chapter 22, an actual play production using the Burning Wheel Gold rules. We have a shorter episode for you this time. Previously, our group had a trait vote that solidified our characters. We also made the decision to jump the timeline forward 4 years. We were supposed to use the practice rules to modify our characters and then see how far we got in the next part of the story. Well, best laid plans and all that, and let's just say most of us were thoroughly confused by the practice rules. So we spent the night seeing how our characters were able to get better over the intervening 4 years. It wasn't easy, folks. A shorter time span, such as 6 or 12 months, would have given us a better idea on how to use these rules. In the end, we decided not to record an epic amount of page flipping, all due respect to Luke Crane, who likes a lot of page flipping, and we didn't want to give you a whole lot of rehashing of rules over and over and over and over again. So what we do present you with is a discussion about how the practice rules were used and what our characters learned and where we go from here. Let us know how we did, or if you have some fun input we could even drop into our game, like NPCs or organizations. Such feedback can be left on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that is 502-4141-766, or send it to our email address, roy@rusakgamers.com. Please drop by our RPG Crosstalk forum. Just don't forget to scroll down to the Rusak Gamer section. And finally, check out our Obsidian Portal campaign page for character stats, maps, and story updates. Links to these sites, our archives, and more can be found at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
Who's a cute chick on it? There's several. Not the doctor, the other one that was on the bridge.
Betty White.
Betty White. She's smoking.
She's Don Bellouise's son?
No, but she was the cute chick on there.
She is cute.
Okay, so I'm Roy.
Betty White is adorable.
I'm Roy.
Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Todd.
I'm Joe.
Doug.
Bill.
Yes.
Yeah,
and present. I'm here.
Bill is here.
So tonight we were aging our characters.
Yes, we've moved 4 years into the future.
And we still don't have flying cars.
Where's my jetpack?
Where's my rocket boots?
Yes, way into the far, far future of 1986.
So basically we were aging our characters up using the practice rules.
The practice rules
to raise stats and
skills
or whatnot.
Learn new things.
And so we're gonna have a short episode tonight just talking about it because basically the last hour and a half has been
Number crunching
and over talking and quietly writing and jibber jabber.
So, Roy.
Yeah.
What has Cole learned in the past 4 years where our cast of
ne'er-do-wells?
Ne'er-do-wells, yes.
Cole's been.
He's sobered up.
No, he didn't.
He's got his face reconstructed.
No, he didn't.
That's science fiction.
And he has a show on a soap opera. He's on a soap opera. He's a lead actor.
These are the days of our fire. No, Yeah, Cole's been bad. He basically finished up opening Stealthy and Arson-wise, and also opened Arson, so now Cole can start fires pretty well.
With his mind.
He improved his ability to fight with his special dwarven axe, his brawling and swords. He's a little more intimidating, and you know, after hanging around so long with the elves and the dwarf, he actually improved his foreign language ability a bit.
I don't recall speaking dwarf in the youth.
You never spoke it to me,
but
I listened.
In tongues.
Jason, what has Talithel done
in the past four years? Since everybody split back up, I went to pay my debt to Maria. And you know what that woman can teach you? Seduction, a little falsehood. Well, interrogation and a lot of intimidation.
And it burns when you pee.
Those are the four that I opened up.
That's it?
Yeah, Jason's one's the easiest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have them, and now he does.
The most appropriate ones, really, I think. And they were They were focused. They were. I don't know. I like it.
What you can learn from a woman.
Yeah.
Indeed. Jeff, what did Uzz call?
Uzkull,
he was busy.
He was busy. He spent some time on the ship with the Red Devil. And on the ship, he started working on his course persuasion because the Stentorian debate really didn't work too well with the pirates. And when the course persuasion wasn't working, he had to start brawling. So he's picked up brawling. He is also, you know, shrewd appraisal and things like that, helping out the captain. In the meantime, he has also picked up learning how to make Nog. He's become a Nogger. And I've got, let's see. And then when finally Senzio got to Renan, he decided it was time to really start knuckling down and to protect Senzio because he knew that was an issue that he had previously. He couldn't protect Senzio the way he wanted to, so he started taking the axe and learned how to wear armor. And in the meantime, he has picked up his power. He's picked up his power has gone up as he's exercised, and his agility has gone up. And he's gotten faster in learning to actually handle himself with a weapon. But he's developed a drinking problem, sort of first on the ship, and then later on to deal with the stress to blow off steam. So he has opened up drunking in addition to brawling, axe, armor, and all those things.
Which is a special dwarven skill.
It is a special dwarven skill, drunking. Not drinking, drunking.
What does drunking do?
It allows the dwarf to drink, consume more, but not appear like he's been drinking.
Drunking is what dwarves do after humans pass out from drinking.
It gets real then. So anyway, I opened up several of those skills, and he's now a lean, mean, dwarven machine.
All right. Tom, what has Finn? Is he still Finn?
He is still Finn.
What has Finn been up to?
Finn realized that despite being exceedingly intelligent and good at what he does.
You forgot good looking.
And good looking. Mm-hmm. Fair and statuesque. Finn has a glass jaw. So.
You noticed?
Yeah. So Finn has decided to increase his fort and power and beef himself up a little bit. He's still quick on his feet, but he figured he needs to be a little bit stronger. So therefore, he's also taking up boxing. Along with knives.
Actual boxing, not brawling? Or?
Not brawling.
Okay.
Boxing.
Sweet brawling is so sweet mundane.
Brawling is mundane. The lowers do that. That's fine.
Yes, yes we do.
You're shorter than me.
What is your problem? It's a manly sport.
Come up to Dwarvenly. My table.
Punch him yeah, dwarvenly sport.
Dwarvenly
yeah.
sport.
Punch him in the speed bag.
Yeah. So mainly he's increased the martial abilities that he can have, and he's increased or actually taken up armor, which he's always wanted to be an armorer, and also taken up woodcraft as a companion ability to bowcraft that he already had. And so
expanding on his craftsmanship.
Yep. Expanding into being an armorer now as well.
Briggs.
Doug?
Oh, I can go.
You sure? You look like you're still writing.
Oh, that's okay.
The math is giving Joe a problem.
No, the math is fine. It's just Briggs is just too good.
Speaking of which, is he still Briggs?
He is still Briggs. He has had a scholastic 4 years. He has ditched his previous basic sorcery skills for the art magic,
which was a meta change because we felt we weren't getting enough out of the basic system, so we moved to a magic system out of the Burning Wheel Magic Burner.
Yep,
excellent book.
And in essence, the art magic is essentially a toolbox that lets you piece together your own spells so that you can hinder stats or skills of targets, or you can raise stats or skills from targets. And
a few other things. Yeah.
Lots of other
things.
Sorry,
are you saying R-A-R-T or
A-R-T?
Art. Art magic, okay.
Isn't it kind of like doing a circles roll or something? You have several tables and you say, I want to do this, and you piece
it together. You select the effect.
Difficulty. Yeah, you decide the effect and then you...
And then you select the breadth, which is it just going to affect me or is it just going to affect one target? It can affect a lot of people. And then you select the time frame. One test... One session, one campaign, if you really want an impossible role. So you set your own obstacle in a way by how broad the test is going to be, how broad the effect is going to be.
And there are other things too, because you make your own spell, you name it, and then the more that if you cast 10 successful versions of your named spell, it becomes interwoven in your being, and you get
another die
you
for
get
casting.
An extra die roll, so it's almost like you get really good at it, and you can cast it easier. But skill-wise, he has become a symbologist. He's learned to read and write a bit better. He definitely studied more on the arcane arts. And he's just all around Briggs. He's a better persuader. He is a little bit better liar. And he has practiced a bit with his knives. But for the most part, the biggest changes are with his magic studies.
Okay. Doug, what about Ethan?
Well, I think Ethan was sent out on lots of missions by Cinzio, learning about his neighbors and other people in his court. Because in the 4 years, he definitely became better at stealthy and observation and... poisoning, quite a bit better at poisoning. Few bodies back there somewhere.
Am I wearing armor?
No. Sleight of hand. He had to lie his way out of a lot of situations, so he got a lot better at falsehood. Along the way, he worked on learning to write, which he still hasn't mastered yet. He learned to fight in bars, and he learned how to drink without passing out. He got better.
That would be drinking.
That would be drinking. Yes.
Not drunk
and brawling.
Drinking.
Right,
drinking and brawling.
Hey, we spent some time together.
We did, in a bar. Yeah.
We got to know each other.
Yeah, that's right. We worked out our differences.
We did. Well, because we have to, because I'm your spy master.
Okay. and he got better with a sword and all of his traveling. And then towards the end of the 4 years, he worked on making himself better by improving his fort and power.
And no reading, right?
Reading, no reading, correct? No, I can't read anything. No.
Just write?
I can copy pretty well. No, I don't know what it says.
Which is important for a spy. More important than knowing what it is being able to get it back to the boss.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention, I also took up stentorious singing. Because, you know, we couldn't get the elf to get up and sing sometimes. So now we need a nice... dwarven drinking song.
Much to Talithel's regret.
That's right.
Okay. So that's our practice schedule for the past 4 years. Worldwise, Cinzio has been brought to Renad and put upon the throne.
Yay!
They're obviously from the skills everyone practiced, there was much fighting to make this happen.
Very
and
hard.
Burning. There's a lot of burning.
Yes, there were several fires in villages that no longer exist.
So I'll give Cinzio his sword and erase it from my sheet.
Well, that was an accident.
Both those
villages? Mm. Yes. Both those villages.
My box of matches went off.
I was cleaning my lighter. I was cleaning my lighter and it went off.
Again.
All five times.
So.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, I have a question. I think we had mentioned stuff about in the 4 years and assuming that we have. Did we say that we found the treasure and all this? I thought we said that.
Yeah, that was established to be the war chest that led to Senzu being on the throne at this point.
Well, I guess my question is that can we change some of our equipment that we have? I don't know if anybody's even asked that question.
I asked that question.
Okay.
Before we turned on the recording earlier in the evening, I'd asked that question because, for example, the dwarf has a land holding back in Emporios, and which...
Hey, I got a shack.
Yeah, you do. And your cousin is taking care of it.
Yeah.
So the sugar shack?
And so I asked that question, do we have some money to buy even, like, rudimentary weapons, fine weapons? Or I didn't say specifically that, but that was my question also. Or even if we had an amount. Or, you know, what's available?
Well, the answer to that is, what do you want?
What would be my role to get some decent armor? I got to look in the book and find out. But
anyway, while you decide,
I will look it up.
Yes.
Part of the storyline I had before was putting my grandfather's sword together, and I figure that's still going to continue to be part of the storyline. Sorry, but I would like to at least make like an elven sword. I figure over the course of 4 years, maybe I could make that because I had the however many tons of the black sand that we took back and all that. So that's what I was looking at.
Well,
or if you want me to roll for it, I'll be happy to do it.
You just looking for a sword that you made?
Well, no, an elven quality sword, because that's what I would make anyway for me.
So you're looking for a superior sword?
Right.
Okay. Did you take the sand to
Navarre?
Navarre?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was part of the whole deal. Because that, essentially, that was... Yeah, but see, I don't have to do with it what we were going to do because we were going to supply the admiral.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's mine to do with what I want.
But we were in the hold, and the ship did go to Emporios,
mm-hmm.
and the captain would have delivered the ore there, right? While we were in the hold?
Well, that hasn't been established.
Yeah.
But we did go to Emporios. So you're saying we went to Emporios and they just didn't unload the ore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry. Didn't mean that.
Drinking problems.
So you did not turn the ore over to Master Ironsmith?
No, because it's mine. He never paid for it.
He was willing to pay for it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you have all that ore
mm-hmm.
in Renad. Fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. We will make a test. Find your obstacle.
Okay.
Next.
I want dwarven light mail and a dwarven axe.
Dwarven light mail and a dwarven axe.
Yes.
He's got a dwarven axe.
I know.
Yes, I do.
I know he does. But I don't think I'm going to get it tonight.
Dwarven mail, I can't give you over the downtime. You want it, work on it in play. If you want light mail and an axe,
okay,
you got
it. Okay, that's fine. I'll put those in my equipment and then I'll work toward getting those.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I know like on some of the new skills that people opened up, like writing, you do need expendable tools. Will that be automatically given for like the small dinky things like that that have
tool kits? If you ask now, yeah.
I'll take a theatrics kit.
The other thing, with Noggin, is there access to a workshop in the palace if I wanted to make some Nog or make some kind of Nogger check?
I think you ought to work for that in play because it's a dwarven workshop
mm-hmm.
in a human city. I'm not saying it would be overly difficult, but make it happen.
Okay. I will do that.
Theatrics kit.
Sure.
You got a theatrics kit.
Shaq.
Well, what are you doing now? How do you fit into young King Senzio.
Yeah, that was actually a good question. I was kind of wondering that. Because
he's the official taster.
I'm really not the...
He's the bodyguard.
Really not the Jester. Palace type.
That's an obvious potential.
I would, as Ungren, one of the things, my primary concern is Senzio overall, but of course we want Ethan to be the spymaster, but I would, all the things that he's done for Senzio and in the past, I would certainly, and that may be a source of contention in the game, as far as his character staying, keeping him out of trouble and not embarrassing Senzio, but he is...
Well, that's not going to happen.
He's Senzio. Well, I know it's not.
But Sorry, Your Highness. But you slipped.
And not even... I mean, but I would think that we would want, his...
I was polishing my beard.
I would think you would be a personal bodyguard to Senzio.
That would make sense to me, but what does Roy want Cole to do?
I kind of see him going back to whatever the docks were. What's the name? We're no longer in Emporios. We're in...
Oh, but here's... How about a nice road trip with me on a boat? Here's a side thing that I was thinking about for myself and me, and possibly Cole, if he's interested, is that there is a... I'd like there to be like a... On the ship and learn to fight and stuff. I've sort of got a little taste for blood. And so there's like a fight club in the docks.
Oh, yeah. Slitting patients' throats didn't give you a taste for blood?
No, it's different than pummeling them with your bare hands. So there is like there's a sort of a pirate fight club on the docks that would be very embarrassing for Senzio, but the dock sneaks away to do that along with Cole.
Yeah, well, let's wait until we're playing for that.
I'm just throwing that out there as an idea that it exists.
It's pretty cool.
But I want to put it out there. Nobody talks about Pirate Fight Club.
Shh. When you bring it into play, we'll deal with it.
I thought we were playing now,
I kind of saw him as doing things like odd jobs. He would be trusted within reason by Senzio.
Well, Senzio wants you as his bodyguard.
I would definitely... It'd be used as a... You see, I don't see him being a bodyguard as just hanging around the palace. Because I want him to go back to... I want him to go back to the docks. I want him to burn things. I want him to fight.
Okay. Now, I know you're not literally taken from him, but what about the Hound? He was a bodyguard. Personal guard.
Yeah. I understand that. Yeah.
Of the king.
Yeah. Senzio's not that big of an asshole.
That's true.
Okay, let me go check.
Do I have some? Mm-hmm. Skill songs are in the back.
I know, but do you have
them? I think he would be a...
Do you have Song of the Sword?
Someone used on certain occasions.
Okay.
Not someone who's going to be standing outside his door while he's having his morning constitutional. Right. Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no, you don't have a shack.
Oh, bummer.
Well, you do back in Emporios. Cousin is graciously taken care of in your absence.
Sure, but where do I sleep?
That's a good question. Where do you sleep?
I don't know. I spent all my money on my shack. How much is a deer kit? Is that what you got? Talithel?
Yep.
8. When you're building your character, it's 8 resources. All the toolkits are 8 resources.
That's way more than a shack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, toolkits are expensive.
But that's Talithel. That's Talithel. You're just some drunk going from bar to bar. Doing odd jobs.
Yeah.
Who knows how to write, which also has toolkits that you have to read. Bye.
Gotta buy ink and paper.
If you're going to write, you don't need them to learn it.
True. Anyone else requesting things?
I only have a run-of-the-mill sword. I'd like something better. And the opportunity to kill somebody for armor.
There's a swordsmith. You should talk to him sometime.
Okay, we'll deal with that. That's all I want.
More tests.
I just want the standard reading and writing and pen and paper to be able to get my skill up and my school. That's all I want.
Finn, you're an armorer now?
Mm-hmm.
Can you fix armor?
I wouldn't mind having a skull cap.
Find out,
or something.
I do have some damage.
Light helmet.
That's armor clerk.
Oh, well, I didn't think it was included in the description of light mail, so if it's included, I'm wearing it.
A light helm.
What kind of armor?
I don't think it's leather. It might be leather.
Well, I mean, I can do that, too.
Leather.
Okay.
It's not a fancy. I've got a light helmet, leather, okay. and a shield.
I would figure that Bill's okay on, but I figure the obstacle will be the same as whatever it is to make it, just to fix it.
Or do you, or does armor just get beat up constantly?
Could you let me in?
Knock, knock, knock. Todd, when you have time, I would like a decent sword and a gamjabar.
A gamjabar.
Yes.
Repairing armors on page 477.
Thank you. Jason's walking encyclopedia tonight.
He just knows how to look through a book.
He can use an index.
Well, that and my brain's not fried from all the numbers. Watching you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I've been doing calculus all night.
What page was the attributes on? Mm. Oh, never mind. I'm looking at it.
Leather is ob 1, and then I go from there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your repair yours would be ob 1, depending on how many. How much is
it? How much damage?
Yeah.
2 to 3 dots. 2 to 3 die.
Okay. So each die I have above the first would repair more.
Okay.
But I can't use superior quality. When you say you can have just a run of the mill, we're talking run of the mill stuff, right?
What do you.
For an axe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so one of the run of the mill. Okay.
You want a superior weapon, you're going to have to earn it.
Like I did.
In some way. Whether that's having someone nearby make one or.
Well, I'll get to that.
Hello.
Polearm axe strike.
That's what you need. You need an elven polearm.
That sounds vaguely naughty.
And then we can find him in a crowd.
Todd, what is Finn's sword skill? Sword crafting skill?
Riddle of steel.
Riddle. Okay, thank you.
That's a 5.
Riddle of steel.
And his ob for a superior quality sword would be a 4.
Elven, superior quality.
Yeah,
sword
yeah.
or axe, ob 4. So it's a superior sword.
What's below superior?
Run of the mill.
Run of the mill, okay.
Run of the mill is normal.
Right. Excellent. I didn't know there was anything in the middle.
Run of the mill is the middle.
Yeah, I thought run of the mill was like broken, and then there was something else, and then there's superior.
Poor quality.
Poor quality.
What's the power do for the weapon? Is that what your minimum that you need to use it? Or?
No, power. Power is what's added to your power when you determine the IMS, which is.
Then I want
the damage.
All right, then I'm going to take a polearm axe strike.
Oh no, that's the action.
No,
strike is the action. It's a polearm axe.
It's called. Well, it says run of the mill weapons, and it goes down. It says polearm axe strike.
Right, and polearm axe stab.
No.
What page?
554.
Okay.
They have a polearm thrust, but
polearm thrust and polearm axe strike, not polearm axe strike. It's polearm axe strike.
So chop,
polearm
with a polearm
thrust. Like
a
those are both the same weapon. It's a polearm.
What's the difference between that and a light axe? I don't understand.
It's not an axe. A polearm has an axe head and a staff and a spear.
It's like Howard.
Oh, I understand what a polearm is, but it says
and the action of chopping them with the axe part is one.
Set of damage,
and stabbing them with the pointy end is another set of damage.
It's like a slashing weapon and a piercing weapon.
So those are both. That's polearm, not a polearm axe.
So a light axe can only do slashing damage.
It's just a weird way to put it on the table.
It is.
I never had a problem with it, but you know,
different
eyes.
A comma would have helped.
Yes. Yeah.
A comma, a dash.
Yeah.
Anything, or put the two polearm things next to each other.
Come on, Jeff. Here you go. Got a pen for you.
Write your own.
Go ahead and fix it.
I
don't have a problem writing my own damn book.
Would it be nice if they had like polearm and then put both of those together so you could tell that they're talking about the same damn weapon?
Yeah.
But okay. Fair enough.
5 for riddle of steel.
So polearm would not be an axe.
Right. 5 for riddle of steel. Fork in. Elven blade wise.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, are you just creating one sword?
Right now, or actually, I'll create two if you'll let me.
Yeah, I'll let you. Okay. I'll goes up one.
All right, to five. Okay. And then I will use my two personas. Can I use it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll create two.
Okay. Anything else?
Not at the moment.
That's cleaner.
There's a six under there.
One, two, crap. And a one.
You have two on a five?
Yeah. Mm. No, I have two on a eight.
No, oh, no yeah. Five up.
Yeah. Using the fate. Nope. Look at all that.
You didn't have a call on for smithing?
No.
Okay. Well, you create two superb elven, well, that's redundant statement, but you create two elven swords.
Okay.
Beautiful, perfection, exactly what you wanted on the 20th try.
Okay.
So you've burned through, you spend
tons and tons and tons of the...
Right.
Yeah. All right.
But your perfectionism got you on this.
All right.
The first 19 weren't up to your snuff because they had little scratches on them.
Okay.
Meanwhile, any human crafter who saw what you threw out would go, but that's great!
I'll take that one. Oh, wait, I'll take that one.
Do you want me to fix his armor, or do you want to say yes? Yes.
I'm saying yes to that.
It's fixed.
Yay!
Okay. Let's do a little...
Sweet. Are they both mine?
No!
He's only handing you one.
Well, yeah.
I couldn't tell. He was holding both hands out.
So... What's the name of the capital city of Renad?
Was it Nevers?
No. Nevers was another country.
Yeah. You have to name it.
Oh.
St. George. Derry. Derry? No.
Derry Renad.
D-E-R-R-Y.
I know. No, Stephen King. We're not naming it Derry.
It makes an appearance in 1122.
How about... Something like, I mean, I like San Philip or St. Philip, name it after a saint, which reinforces the whole church claim to
Saint George. That's a good idea.
St. George.
Yeah.
St. Philbin.
St. something.
Wait, what is it? San Diego. Oh, wait, no, that means what? Whale's vagina?
Wow, so much for taking that seriously.
Technical term.
Technical term. It's a term of art.
Things on my agenda to work out as a group. Name of the city. Name of the cardinal. Details of the religion. Not fully, but just a rough glance.
Okay.
And I got nothing, so what do you all think?
What are the general characteristics of Renad?
The religion holds the eagle as sacred.
Or animals.
At the point four years ago.
Yeah.
The only thing I had was currently ruled in regency by the Hari Cardinal of the Renadian Church. That's it. And the port city is named Gadir.
Magic. I don't want to see like the church being having like the blood ritualist type stuff, like the orcs.
Well, they won't have that, but
something similar to it.
If we go with the whole eagle theme and the saint idea, it could be something like San Aquila,
which is Spanish for eagle.
Saint Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Latin.
Oh, Latin.
Aquila.
Well, it's Spanish.
I don't know. Let me go to Google Translate.
You know, somebody right now is yelling into their earphones. Yell louder, I can't hear you.
Why would they yell into the earphones? That's what the sound comes out of.
Yeah. Well, because they're listening to it and they're going, it means blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Oh, okay. Are they yelling at their MP3 players?
That could be.
Oh, okay. Yell louder, I can't hear you.
Wait, what was that?
Yell louder in the future.
Build a time machine.
Aguila.
Spell it.
Eagle is Aguila.
Spell it.
A with a little on it. G-U-I-L-A.
Aguila.
Aguila. Be an accent.
What's the...
And it's, is it two L's?
It's two L's or Aguila. Aguila. What?
No.
No.
Saint Agave.
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 Agavine?
Nuclear.
Wessel.
Yeah. Saint Nuclear. San Aguila, is that the... Aguila. San Aguila, right? Is that the name of the city? San Aguila. Why don't you just put it all together? San
Aguila. Adler.
San Aguila.
Sangrila?
Sangria.
Let's slam it all together.
Yeah, just make it all
Sangula.
San Aguila. Anguila. San Aguila.
San Aguila.
Okay. So that's the name of the city.
So now we know the city, and luckily it doesn't start with an A like so many other cities in this.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened to work that way.
It's weird. Okay, so we got the religion we need to work out.
Yeah.
The cardinal's at the top of the religion.
Yeah.
It's Jeff, a high did cardinal. You find it?
Huh?
High cardinal.
No. High cardinal.
Did you?
Well, there's a sample in 466, but it's just one weapon.
Do they have monks, priests, nuns?
Weapon mechanics, right before that.
What page?
463.
Okay, so do we have priests other than the cardinal?
Oh, of course.
Okay, do we have nuns and monks? Or
yes. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to waste my time with no seduction, but no.
He wants to seduce
I wasn't after. Sorry, fellas, you all pass out. I got something to go after.
You want
to
seduce a nun or a monk?
Yes. About the same thing. I'm not for information.
So to speak.
So to speak. Okay, where else do we want to go with this? What other kind of information are you looking for?
Well, Bill? What are the basic tenets? I mean,
that's a good question.
I really don't want to play a Judeo-Christian imitation. I like the more pantheistic fantasy settings personally. Okay.
Then they have a
not that each location. I also kind of like the idea that each location has its deity, but they're in competition with other nations in a way.
They have four deities, the four cardinal points, the four winds.
No, but I'm thinking that their deity is something along the lines of an Athena, that they are a might is right type of order.
Why else would they, that's why they have a sword.
Yeah.
As the...
A sword and the eagle is their symbol.
A sword, an eagle carrying a sword.
A sword, yeah.
It's a good symbol.
And might is right is or something along those lines is a basic tenet. It's something of survival of the fittest, but it's not fittest. It's survival of the strongest.
Right.
Sparta?
Yeah, Sparta is kind of what I'm thinking.
Freedom through
superior strength. Firepower.
Freedom through strength.
Strength and discipline.
Yeah.
Strength and community.
Yeah.
Strength and action.
Strengthen whatever
you're doing. Strengthen your armpit. Yeah. you never saw this show?
It was an after school special.
No.
The Wave?
Yes. I do remember that.
Yeah.
That was
a long time ago.
Yeah.
Based on a true story.
Yeah. Okay.
So where do we find weapon power?
It's power. Listed with the weapon.
It's on the weapon the description page.
No, look in the appendix under superior quality
just
sword.
Just before the index.
554, something like that.
for example. And just so I know while we're still talking about this, on an axe, it's a power of 4. So you add that
to... Run of mill, right?
Yeah, run of the mill. Okay. So you add that to your power for determining I, M, M, and S.
Right.
Perfect. Okay, got it.
And your M is whatever that number is, and right. then you factor I and S off of that.
Right. For example, my power is a 6, so with this axe, which is a 4, my I is a 5, my M is a 10, and my S is a 15. Right?
Right.
Perfect. Okay.
Which right. means on a mark hit, you kill people.
I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mind.
Just talking about it. That's cool.
Oh, jeez.
Who? No, remember, you can't use that name. What's his reputation? That's the one you're going to use.
He's no longer Ungrim. Uskull Ungrim. He's now Split Skull Ungrim, buddy. That's right.
Split
Who
Skull?
Who split his skull?
No, he splits other people's skulls.
Skull Borer?
No. Strength of discipline? Bore. Strength of boring? What?
What was his reputation?
What was
the last face you'll ever see.
What's VA?
Like it or not.
VA and
versus armor?
Okay.
Okay. So we've got, is it strength in
armor?
Nope. With the eagle and the sword. Freedom, because that's what eagles do. They're free, they fly, you know.
Just another word for nothing left to lose.
Are you going to play? Are you going to be serious?
Hey, I was being serious when you decided to go looking through your, what's my power? 5 minutes later. I don't understand power.
I'm just trying to figure this out.
10 minutes after that. What's power?
Strength of body, strength of will, strength of spirit.
There you go.
So the Renatian Church is about
it's a trinity.
Martial power.
Yes.
But it's a trinity. It's three aspects, one God.
Mm-hmm.
The
I don't like it.
The body, will.
I mean,
the body, the will, and the spirit.
It's starting to get Judeo-Christian if you start to talk about a triune God.
It's, we said the guy was a cardinal.
So that
just means he's in charge.
And he wears red.
And he looks like Tim Curry.
Okay, so he wears.
There you go.
So he's wearing blue, and
we can call him
Lavender Judeo-Christian. Why not make it Judeo-Christian? Why don't we just base it on something and move forward instead of trying to reinvent a religion? Who are you? Hubbard?
Because at the beginning of this discussion, oh, sorry, we were looking at power. At the beginning of the discussion, we said, boring, Judeo-Christian's boring. Let's not do Judeo-Christian.
Well, I mean, one of the things he said was a pantheon, and that's fine, but, I mean, perceive it as being a one, there is a pantheon of gods, and each of the gods are worshipped by each of the different cities, or however you want to do it.
Or however you want to do it.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is that this one, it's like all the cities in Greece, they favored one god, even though there was all of them.
Each one had a patron.
Yeah, so their patron is Saint Athena. I mean, I don't know, I can't think of anything, but, I mean, it's the god of war, the god of strength, god of the hunt, that kind of thing, god of survival.
Well, it's the capital city. It should be like...
Should be strength.
Strength, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty strength, period. Might.
But there's not... In their pantheon, there's not a king of the gods. See, that's sure. The only thing, because it'd be easy to say that, you know, Athens is Zeus or something like that. But, you know, in this pantheon, they're all equal footing.
It's like deities. A city having an NFL team.
Yeah.
Except in this case, it's a nation.
Well, they recognize the others exist, but they all just...
Dominus omnis Bengals. I mean...
There you go.
Touchdown!
Yeah.
Just go off Shirley Jackson and say once every 10 years, they all wage war on the weakest city.
Wow!
They just wage a holy war on the weakest
city. I like
man.
That.
I didn't know where you were going with that at first, but I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Shirley Jackson, the lottery, baby. Yeah. Just take them out. Once every 5 years or whatever we think.
And guess who's the weakest right now?
Renaud.
Because they have.
Well, that would be a nation.
Right. Okay. Province.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, Renaud is the nation.
Oh, okay.
Or Renaud.
Singular or whatever.
Are we talking about in the peninsula? Are we talking about like the nations go to war, or we have city states that Renaud is a bunch of city states, and
you're saying Renaud wars amongst itself every 10 years?
Sure.
Okay.
Takes out its
weakest
land.
I like that.
Let's say it's every 30 years.
Yeah.
It used to be a long time.
Yeah, every generation.
There also has a way to create other city-states, too. You can't cut off your limbs and not expand.
Well, we don't have to define everything.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, but every 30 years, the city with...
It produces the least amount of income.
Well, I mean, yeah, it would have to be something that we would have to determine.
Yeah.
But it's destroying the people dispersed.
Yeah. The people get absorbed and have to work indentured in the richer nations, maybe.
Well, no, there's three nations.
So what is that? Strength through, I don't want to say Darwinism, but strength through purging.
You need another word for Darwinism.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just strength through.
Nietzsche.
You say you're purging the weak.
What was?
Strength through culling.
Andromeda?
Ooh. Andromeda, isn't it? What?
No, the TV show.
What about it?
Andromeda. There was a race of
Nietzscheans.
Yeah. I'm better than you, so I get to live.
Mm-hmm. They were just the Klingons, really.
We're separating the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, right. It's a culling. Mm-hmm. And that's what they call it.
Yeah, that's what naturalism. I wrote. A self-culling.
Every 30 years, it is the culling.
It is upon us.
Yeah. The culling is upon us. Okay, so here's a question. How far away is the culling now?
That's a good question.
Last game, we were 5 years from the culling.
4 years and 8 months.
Yeah, it's been 4 years and 8 months. We were 4 years away from the culling.
How?
I guess there's a council, and the council shows up, and the council of all the cities.
Do you even want to deal with that at this point? Or
one expects the Holy Council. Are you saying, do we want to have a council to determine whether or not... San Anguilla is going to be the subject of the culling?
Do you want to deal with the culling now, or are you more worried about cementing... Young King Senzio's power.
I think we want to cement his power in the middle of the culling. I think that is in the midst of the culling. I think that's...
I kind of like the idea of there not being necessarily a council, but a little more fear involved. The town or the city the city kind of gets the idea that it's the weakest one. Okay? And so it's a little more paranoid because it knows that others are probably ganging up on it because it hasn't heard anything from any other cities. There's been no contacts. There's been nothing of the cities talking to each other saying, okay, let's go beat up this one over here.
Well, I think it'd be more of a political concept as the rulers in a more traditional way. The rulers gather up their allegiances. Supposedly, the king has allegiance of everyone, but we know through history that's not always true.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the culling's coming and the new king doesn't have as much support from the other generals as he needs.
I like the idea that the culling is coming, but we are working to submit Senzio's power so that his city is not the one that gets culled.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
So we're not involved in the fighting a war. We're involved in preventing it from being this city.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Good night.
Night.
We hope everyone enjoyed the episode, and we would like to hear from you. Please send feedback to roy@rusackgamers.com or leave us voicemail at 502-4141-RU, which is 502-4141-766. For legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The Burning Wheel and Burning Wheel Gold are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright Luke Crane.